Good morning, Rabbi. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Mezima tishmo alecha. Tevuna tinsereka. So mezima is lashon, let's say, edim zamamim. Vasisim lo kashe zamam. So zamam means, in that context, conspired. But it means machshava. So mezima tishmo alecha. Behind you, says the Gaon, Machshava Satara Yishmeru Alecha. That you'll be guarded. The your preoccupation with Machshava Satara will safeguard you. The Machshava Satara will safeguard you. The Mashmas in the Gaon here is that Kimaduma, then he means as follows. This is true on two levels. I think the Gaon is sounds more that he intends the second of the two levels that we're going to mention. The first level is, if you take a look at the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Yisurei Biya, the very final halacha in Hilchos Yisurei Biya, says that the Rambam writes that Yisera Mikozos, above and beyond all other hachakos from arayas, all of which have their place and all of which contribute in terms of their effectiveness. Yisera mikozos amu, yifana atzmo machshavta l'divrei Torah, v'yarchiv daito b'chochma. Maybe it's yafna atzmo. Yeah, yafna atzmo. A person should right. Pina is a corner, right? So a person should turn himself. Should turn himself and his thoughts with divrei Torah. V'yarchiv daito b'chochma. She'ein machshavas arayas miskaberes el b'lev ponim en achochma. It's only when there's a vacuum, only when there's a void of chachma, that machshavas arayos has an opening to enter. So that's call it on a natural level. The more one's mind is preoccupied with inyana kedusha, so that there's no, again, there's no vacuum, there's no void that allows for less welcome machshavas. But kimeduma, that the Gaon here means it on a more of a, as a more of a skula, not so much in terms of just the natural dynamic and the natural effect of being preoccupied with machshavas haTorah, but that be'ofen skulasi, the machshavas haTorah themselves have this effect. That's why the beginning is in the, I guess, sort of italics or whatever it is. Mezima hisod hadas, v'hainu machshavas haTorah yishmeru alecha. Tvuna tinsereka. Again, we have the lashon netzor already. Netzor l'shoni, also a lashon of safeguarding. But we saw previously that the Gaon explains that it means a shmira, which is even more meula than that which is expressed by the lashon of tishmo alecha. Tvuna tinsereka mi bachutz. Ki tvuna mispashet es yosem mi bachutz kayodua. V'lachein oma tinsereka mi bachutz me'averos ma'asiyos. So implicitly in the footnote, the footnote actually has, I think, maybe not. Implicitly, it's clear from the Gaon's comment on the second half of the pasuk that the first half of the pasuk is that machshavas hatorah yishmor alecha, that the machshavas, the first half of the pasuk is talking about a person being saved from hirhuvim, and the second half of the pasuk is talking about a person being safeguarded from actual avera, averas ma'asiyas. V'lachein amat tintzarekim mibachutz me'averas ma'asiyas. That requires Shmira Yaseira in the following sense, in the following context. It if a person had entertained Hirhuei Avera, so that there's a certain, I don't know, call it the mental momentum or whatever. There's a certain momentum. And that's why to be safeguarded from Averis Masios, well, is that Tzarech Shmir Yaseira. Kvahoya Machshavto Bahen, Velopinos Atzmo, meaning he didn't turn himself away from those Machshavos, Ubalasos, Utzach Shmira Kiir Netzura. So this, he requires now a higher level of protection, and that the when a person has the tvuna, again, as we saw earlier, this chachma and then this tvuna in the chachma, there's bina and then there's tvuna in the bina, as we saw earlier. So that affords him this extra measure of protection. V'hu nishmar, he's safeguarded mitvuna. The tvuna is the source, mem in the sense of the source of, not that he's being guarded from against, but he's being guarded from in the sense of this is the source of the shmira. V'hu nishmar mitvuna shehi gavoa miyadas, which is greater than das, and as a result, and also vehimis pashetas yoster, it's more encompassing. Okay, good. So that's it for today. Rabbi Sablin and Hashem, we'll continue with this tomorrow, and we'll resume on Kuf Yud Aleph at about 12:30 in Sashem Linada. Have a very, very productive good morning, Rabbi Sayyid, and be well, be safe, Rabbi Sashem.